Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And another rainy morning for Mobile and Baldwin counties. Western part of Baldwin County, y'all are getting the bulk of it right now. More details from Dr. Bill coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we do have one minor fender bender at Old Shell and University without injuries. They're moving out of the roadway. Pretty good start so far as the school buses are just starting to travel. No delays along the 65 split traveling downtown and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford looking good. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Press 1 for English, press 2 to dial by name, press 3 to give up.
Sound familiar? We all have been there, trying to navigate the automated attendant for a real person that cares. When your internet and phones aren't working properly, it can be a chore contacting your service provider or making it a priority to fix. You can't talk to a human, and you're forced to troubleshoot with an auto attendant. Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, and we don't have robots to talk to or outsourced support staff. You call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals with quick service response times. You see, we know your local business and we care. We understand the critical need of your internet and phones to do business. We live down the street from you. We do business with you and we care about your success. We are so confident you'll love our service, we now offer a satisfaction guarantee on our agreements. Your big box service providers won't offer that kind of commitment. Call us to learn more about our satisfaction guarantee and to join our family of customers here at Harbor Communications or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications. Always about the customer.
Auburn.
Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Southern Miss.
Auburn pins its ears back and he's dropped.
The Tigers finish their four-game homestand against the Golden Eagles.
Sinek steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man. Schwartz. Touchdown.
Coverage begins at noon Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:09, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. And today in Washington, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford will be testifying as we now get the process, I guess, in the three women who have now accused sexual misconduct against attorney or Judge Brett Kavanaugh. We began this. The only one that's on the record now for having a day in front of the subcommittee would be today with Christine Blasey Ford. More on that coming up. Time to check regular good old-fashioned hometown headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As the nation readies itself to continue to watch the nomination process of Brett Kavanaugh to Supreme Court play out, former Senator candidate Roy Moore is back in the headlines. Well, at least his name is. President Trump held a press conference in New York. He was asked about allegations of sexual assault against Kavanaugh and why he, quote, always seems to side with the accused and not the accuser. Well, President Trump responded by saying, quote, he was not happy with Roy Moore, but Roy Moore was a Republican candidate. I'd rather have the Republican candidate win. I was very happy with Luther Strange, who was a terrific man from Alabama, but he had a lot of things going against him. Moore, the state's former chief justice, lost the December election to Democrat Doug Jones after allegations that Moore had improper sexual contact surfaced. That allegation and many of them surfaced from back in the 1970s with teenage girls. Moore won the GOP nomination after defeating Strange, who had been appointed by former Governor Robert Bentley to serve out the U.S. Senate term of now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. President Trump had initially backed Strange in the GOP primary, but then he switched his endorsement to Moore in the general election. In terms of Brett Kavanaugh, the president says that this is a case of the Democrats using allegations against Kavanaugh to destroy, quote, a man's reputation, and that these are all false to me. These are false accusations in certain cases. I can only say that what they've done to this man is incredible. You now have another location to earn that degree if Strayer University is your school of choice. On Tuesday, the third Alabama campus opened its doors in Montgomery. School officials say the location will serve working adults with a leaner classroom model while offering on-site support resources. Strayer University offers degrees ranging from associates, bachelor's to master's and MBAs with both online and in-person instruction. Strayer has campuses in Huntsville, Birmingham, and more than 70 nationwide. Classes start October the 1st. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A University of South Alabama student has been suspended and banned from the campus pending a formal hearing. The move comes after two nooses and a bicycle were found hanging from a tree outside the campus dining hall. Some are angry at school officials who initially said the rope hanging from the tree was there to hold up a sign for homecoming festivities.
I feel like the university just tried to brush things off.
A hearing for the suspended student has not been scheduled. More testimony is scheduled today in the trial of Mary Rice. She's charged in the murders of four women, three of them in Northwest Florida. Yesterday, the mother of one of the victims took the stand. Loretta Crocker was brought to tears, describing the day she found her daughter, Kayla Crocker, shot to death in her baby's room inside her trailer in Beulah. A man wanted for murder here on the Gulf Coast has been arrested in Illinois. Deshaun Jones, also known as DJ, is the suspect in a shooting in Ocean Springs. That crime happened September 15th. Jones is accused shooting and killing Troy Taylor outside Kahuna's Bar and Grill on Highway 90. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking
whipped,
for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 1065 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 1065 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that
the
sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the major leagues on Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves were shut out by the New York Mets 3-0. Before the game, Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson was diagnosed with a partially torn ligament in his left hand. Swanson will undergo daily treatment for the remainder of the regular season. He'll be reevaluated next week prior to the National League Division Series that begins on October the 4th. A walk-off RBI single from Albert Almora gave the Chicago Cubs a 7-6 win over Pittsburgh in 10 innings.
On an 0-2 pitch, Albert Almora.
That win puts Chicago in the playoffs for the fourth season in a row. The Milwaukee Brewers also clinched a playoff spot in the National League with a 2-1 win over St. Louis. It'll be the Brewers' first postseason appearance since 2011. The Cubs and Brewers are still in a close race for the NL Central Division crown. Cubs lead Milwaukee by a half game with 4 days left in the season. Colorado shut out Philadelphia 14-0. German Marquez tied a major league record by striking out the first 8 batters that he faced.
0-2. Swung on and missed. That just tied the major league record since 1900. 8 in a row.
Marquez also set the Rockies' franchise record with 215 strikeouts in one season. Rockies passed the L.A. Dodgers for the division lead in the National League West. With the Dodgers' 7-2 loss to Arizona, the Rockies now lead by a half game. In college football news, Clemson Tigers senior quarterback Kelly Bryant told the Greenville News that he will transfer from Clemson after losing the starting quarterback job. On Monday, true freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence was named Clemson's starting quarterback. Bryant told the paper that the demotion was a slap in the face. In Bryant's 18 starts, he has a 16-2 record and led Clemson to the college football playoff last season. Bryant started the first 4 games this season, but with the NCAA's new redshirt rule, he'll keep his year of eligibility by transferring to another school. In NFL news, Tennessee Titans wide receiver Rishard Matthews told A to Z Sports on Wednesday that he's asked the team for his release, and they've come to an agreement that will end Matthews' time with the Titans. Matthews texted A to Z Sports that he wasn't happy with the amount of playing time he's received in the first 3 games of the season. In August, Matthews signed a 1-year, $7.75 million contract extension with the Titans. He then missed all of training camp due to a knee injury. He has 3 receptions on 6 targets for only 11 yards this year. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid social security number, and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours, 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Turn back the hands of time with an Alabama Bicentennial Passport as your traveling companion. Experience a living history when you explore nearly 300 destinations featured in the book. See the places and meet the legends whose stories shaped the nation. Learn more about the Passport and Alabama's Bicentennial celebrations at alabama200.org. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, they've had one minor fender bender this morning off University and Old Shell. They've got it off to the side of the road just waiting for the wreckers. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. No delays, Sarah Land, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. And no delays from Tillman's Corner to Theodore. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And by the way, too, the Ultimate Tailgate Prize giveaway is back and bigger than ever. And it's on the front page of our Facebook page and the website. You can get the details here on number one, what makes up the prize pack.
Mm-hmm.
But you
that's
can also
important.
Yeah, that's the key. I'd say that's the first step. But the actual way to win is very important. I mean, you can sit and go, well, that's something. They're giving away a lot of cool stuff. But if you don't know how to win, then it's all academic at that point. So not only do we tell you what makes up the $6,000 plus worth of prizes, we tell you how you can win.
Yeah, and you can make your rounds every day because...
Yeah, that's right. Explain that. How?
Well, we've got five locations, five participating locations that you can show up, put your name in the entry box, and check things out while you're in the stores. So you have Bailey's TV, who's coming through with an awesome TV. I mean, it's a tailgate prize package. What's a tailgate without a TV to
watch
the games on?
That's right.
So,
55-inch Samsung 4K HD TV.
And with the sound bar. So you get the sound and the view.
Nice.
And also, we've got from Cart Doctor, a two-week cart rental. You can drive around the parking lot or the neighborhood. Old Time Feed has two extra-large Adirondack chairs. And when I say extra-large, you could put these on the beach.
Yeah.
And you could be a lifeguard.
It's in the realm of lifeguard chair-esque-ness.
Yes.
I will say this for those chairs. So the last time we gave away a set of these chairs from Old Time Feed, they were sitting in our lobby waiting for the winner to come by and get them and do a picture with us and the whole nine yards. And we got our station lobby, and it fronts another lobby here at the building. And we had people that weren't even coming in for radio station business come in and go, man, what are those? Y'all, if you get a chance, stop by and see them over at Old Time Feed. These chairs are really, really
they're
neat.
Awesome. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. I actually fell asleep in one time. That's how nice they are. Faro Brewing Company, they're coming through with a party pack of craft beer and merchandise. And then Carrot Patch Jewelers, these are really awesome. They look so sharp. Team logoed 14-karat gold pendants. You can get Alabama. You can get Auburn. And if you happen to be a fan of another team, you can
they
get
can
one
do
of those
too.
Yeah,
right?
So those are the prizes. And if you show up at those five locations, you could just make the rounds every day, and each day that you show up and put your name in the box, your chances of winning gets higher and higher, and we'll end the contest in mid-November. We'll come through and give you
Before the
winner.
Before the Iron Bowl.
That's correct. Before the Iron Bowl, and we'll announce the winner live on Midday Mobile.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. Now let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening today, the nomination process continues for Brett Kavanaugh. And the woman accusing him of sexually assaulting her back in the 1980s, she will also appear and share her story at today's Senate Judiciary Committee. College professor Christine Blasey Ford and two other accusers have come forward this week. The committee is expected to vote on this confirmation Friday. Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican, and Senator Doug Jones, a Democrat, say they both will be watching the proceedings very closely. Shelby's communications director, Blair Taylor, says, quote, Senator Shelby believes that these are serious accusations and trusts that Judiciary Chairman Grassley is working diligently to get to the bottom of these claims in an appropriate, precedented, and respectful manner, particularly after being deprived of this information for many weeks. Heather Flewitt, spokesperson for the Jones camp, says that her senator has not yet announced a decision. But as you'll recall, Jones has previously said that he is keeping an open mind on Kavanaugh, but said the process should not be rushed and that Ford should be given an adequate time to prepare for such a hearing. A health alert this morning as an estimated 80,000 Americans died of flu and its complications last winter. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That makes that the deadliest season in more than four decades. In previous seasons, flu-related deaths ranged from a low of about 12,000 during the 2011-2012 season to a high of 56,000 during the 2012-2013 season. Overall, the U.S. experienced one of the most severe flu seasons in recent decades. Severity is based on flu activity, hospitalizations, and deaths from pneumonia or influenza. The season began with an increase of illness in November. High activity occurred during January and February, and then illnesses continued through the end of March. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 626, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Means our buddy Captain Bobby is going to join us about an hour and a half from right now for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And also coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Rob Holbert from Land Yap. Actually, Jeff works for Rob. Rob Holbert will show up to talk to us at 8:30. But 8:05 this morning, we'll talk to Mobile City Councilman John Williams. Yesterday on the midday show, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson joined me to talk about his disappointment with the budget that was signed by the City Council, the 10 changes made to the budget and what they meant from the council's perspective, or at least the perspective of one individual member of the City Council. John Williams joins us at 8:05. So if you have questions for John about that, remember you can text those in anytime throughout the morning and we'll get them in the questions when he joins us at 8:05.
And if you'd like to catch up and listen to the mayor's interview yesterday, if you weren't able to catch that, we've got it posted on both our Facebook and Twitter page, FM Talk 106.5. And you can just go there, look for the Sandy Stimson, Mayor Sandy Stimson interview, and you can listen to that after the show or right before John Williams' interview.
Pretty good idea, actually. Yeah, you can listen to it and then get an idea. You can compare and contrast from both commentaries about, we'll ask this. Listen, I'll go down through the questions I asked the mayor, asked those of Councilman Williams, and you can see where you hang on that. Also, we'll have Dr. Bill with our forecast right after we check news with WKRG.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The University of South Alabama says private information for nearly 800 students eligible for an academic scholarship was accidentally attached to an email sent out Tuesday. The email was sent to 450 of those students. The university released a statement saying when the situation became known, the university promptly contacted the students. The students' ages, race, major, credit hours, and GPA information were all included in the email. A woman in Foley is charged with disorderly conduct after a few tense moments during a school field trip Wednesday morning. Around 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, a woman ran into a bowling alley full of kids and began yelling statements like, "Terrorists are coming and I'm here to protect you." The woman then ran to nearby businesses and began acting erratically. Police continue to investigate. Escambia County deputies arrested a man for intent to sell a number of drugs from a home within 1,000 feet of a school. Deputies say Brad Tucker of Brent, Florida, is charged with possession and intent to sell. They found nearly 8 pounds of marijuana, 1,400 Xanax pills, and more than 25 grams of cocaine in a home on Flagler Drive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Dedicated Share the Beach volunteers continue to patrol Alabama coastlines to mark sea turtle nests. Over 79 nests have been discovered so far, with the first hatching July 30th. The baby turtles will continue to hatch through October. It's a miracle to witness, and Share the Beach volunteers help ensure the babies make it to the Gulf of Mexico. To follow the progress, follow Share the Beach on Facebook. Learn more about the Alabama Coastal Foundation at joinacf.org.
Dr. Christine Blasey Ford will be the one before the TV cameras later today telling the Senate Judiciary Committee that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were in high school. But one of the other women accusing Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct is already talking. Julie Swetnick tells Showtime Kavanaugh and his high school friend Mark Judge were at a party where she was drugged and gang raped.
I just want the facts to come out, and I want it to be just, and I want the American people to have those facts and judge for themselves.
Kavanaugh will defend himself before the Senate panel also today. President Trump's scheduled meeting with the Deputy Attorney General today may or may not happen as originally planned, but Trump says he'd prefer not to fire Rod Rosenstein. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says the Trump administration's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will cost the automaker $1 billion. Pre-market trading feeling the effect of yesterday's 0.25% rise in interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Stocks now edging slightly positive ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve has raised a key interest rate for a third time this year, forecasting another rate hike before year-end and predicting that it will continue to tighten credit into 2020 to help manage growth and inflation. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
We expect the job market to remain strong, and the median of committee participants' projections for the unemployment rate later this year is 3.7% and a bit lower than that in 2019.
The Fed lifted its short-term rate, a benchmark for many consumer and business loans, by a quarter point. Amazon says it's opening a general store in New York City that will sell toys, household goods, and a range of other products highly rated on its website, marking its latest push into brick-and-mortar retail. The shop, known as Amazon 4-Star, will let customers play with Echo speakers, e-Kindle readers, and other devices made by the company. It will also sell books, games, and kitchenware. Crude oil, sharply higher, trading at $72.40 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, so yesterday I was, all excited that the showers had moved off to our east and west, at least in the morning time, that they're back on us this morning.
Yeah, they are. And right now, quite a bit of shower activity, thunderstorms, also Baldwin County. Maybe along the eastern shore now, a thunderstorm around Point Clear, another one just north of Spanish Fort. That's an indication that we're in for another day of showers and thunderstorms, some sunshine. We did a little bit yesterday, and that's going to warm us up to around 85 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, the rainfall activity tapers a bit, but we'll still see some showers and a few thunderstorms around for tonight, and the low will be in the low 70s. Then tomorrow, another day of partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies with a good chance for showers and thunderstorms and a high in the mid-80s. Now, there's a stationary front that extends now from northeast Alabama all the way down to southwest Mississippi. That's close enough to really help out in the thunderstorm activity for today, tonight, and tomorrow. That front is not going to move through. If anything, it's just going to dissipate over the next couple of days. But it looks a little better for the weekend in that we'll have more sunshine and the thunderstorms confined more to the afternoon hours, and the high temperatures for the weekend, well, mid-80s on Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday. Now, if we see a further decrease in thunderstorm activity Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, it's with this, the front that you said is between north of us. I was looking at places like Huntsville we were talking about earlier in the week. I mean, they're looking at lows in the 50s by tomorrow morning, and they've got that touch of dry, cool air that we always want here in late September. It just doesn't make it the whole way down, I guess.
That's right. Northern Mississippi, up in that area, they will see temperatures mostly in the 70s for the next couple of days. Highs in the 70s. We're here, of course, we're in the very humid 80s.
I'll take the 70s. Maybe we'll get that, like you said, sometime soon. Now let's talk about the tropics, Dr. Bill. What are you watching there?
Still a couple of named storms. Leslie, which was a tropical storm, it lost some of its tropical characteristics, become a very big system out over the North Atlantic. Now it looks like it's developing back to a warm core with thunderstorm activity, and it may go back to a tropical storm. No threat to any land area, but just swirling around over the North Atlantic. We're still looking at Kirk. Kirk decreased to just remnants last few days, is back up to a tropical storm, and it's getting very close to the Caribbean. But that looks like it's going to be a doom for the storm, because once it gets into the Caribbean, the winds aloft are quite strong, and it's going to tear the thing apart. So that's good. But right now, it's a tropical storm with winds of around 50 miles per hour. Elsewhere, we're looking good across the tropics.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. Keeps his eye on tropical weather for us, because that's what he does. I mean, that's what his doctorate's in. He can't help himself but to keep his eye on that tropical weather. All right, 6:39, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to our Thursday morning as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic, no delays. You'll see heavier traffic near Malvis and also towards Loxley, but accident-free conditions continue through Mobile. If you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Saraland, a quiet ride in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no-cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
640 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. doing what the name says. You got junk, they get rid of it. It's Trey Bennett and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And, you know, we've talked about the junk inside your house, get the junk room, the junk in the attic, but also the junk outside your house. If the swing set is still there and the playhouse is still there, and your youngest child is now graduating college and getting ready to make you a grandparent, maybe it's time to get rid of the junk in the backyard. I know you want to think, and I'm going to be at this point one day in my life too, that the kids are going to come back and swing on the swing set in their 30s, but although, listen, some of the trends in the United States, it may happen, but most likely not. Time to get rid of that junk. They can handle big stuff like that, too. I mean, don't just think like boxes and bags and stuff. If you go, hey, Trey, I need that swing set gone, I need that storage shed gone, they can do it. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So national company, but my buddy Trey Bennett, local franchisee, local guy, buddy of mine, somebody you'll see right here in town, and somebody who'll make a very specific appointment time with you, like an actual day and an actual time, and they will be there. Quote your price. If y'all say yes, well, that's the price. Even if the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was, that's the price you pay. So give them a call, see what they can do for you. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, I gave Dalton a choice between two stories earlier, and this is the one he picked, although the other story will make it into the mix here shortly.
Good, because it was a tough decision.
Yeah, it is. But you'll get both of them. But this one first. Dateline, Shippensburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Shippensburg, which would be north up the valley from, not far, north of Gettysburg.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Lancaster, that kind of area over there. Okay, so woman in Pennsylvania recently showed up at a convenience store drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably
not the first time, even for her. And someone else there wouldn't let her drive home because she was drunk and she was going to get back in the car. So the woman flagged down a cop thinking they'd help her out.
Oh, no.
So her name, Melissa Ezell. She's at the convenience store there in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. And she's drives there, I guess drunk, mm-hmm. goes to go home. Somebody there, a bystander who's trying to help her and the community, says,
yeah,
you don't need to be driving.
A good citizen.
But she wasn't having it. And she insisted she was fine to drive home. They still wouldn't let her leave, though, so she flagged a cop down to help her out.
And how did that work out for her?
Cop gave her a breathalyzer test, which she failed, and since then she drove to the store. She admitted driving to the store, so she got a DUI.
Uh-huh.
She's also facing child endangerment charges because her children were in the car with her.
Oh, goodness.
There you go. So Melissa Ezell, who was upset that somebody wouldn't let her drive and didn't just take that as a, hey, here's your get out of jail free.
Mm-hmm.
You did this, but you can walk away from this. Nah, she flagged down the cop to help her plead her case. It reminds me of the stories like when people call police department and say, so-and-so stole my crack.
Yeah, I got bad crack.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. There you go. Drunk driving, still illegal.
Yeah, even in Shippensburg. 6:44, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recall alert in effect, and its numbers have been expanded. As we now know, more than 132,000 pounds of ground beef recalled last week over E. coli concerns were sold at Target, Sam's Club, and other retailers nationwide. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has just released a list of grocery stores which sold the recalled beef products, and they include Aldi, Sam's Club, Target, Safeway, Albertsons, Vons, Pack and Save. Now, Cargo Meat Solutions issued the recall back on September the 19th. The beef products were identified after an investigation into an E. coli outbreak, which resulted in 17 illnesses and one death. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service made the announcement. Each patient had consumed ground beef products purchased at various retail stores that were supplied by Cargo Meat Solutions. The items carry an, quote, EST.86R label inside the USDA mark of inspection and were produced and packaged June the 21st. If you have questions, you can call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-674-6854. Planning a trip to Disney? Based on the day you visit, you could save some money. Beginning October the 16th, Disney is rolling out a new flexible pricing planning tool, which will allow users to see ticket costs based on the day the person plans to visit the Orlando theme park. Currently, tickets are priced based on each month's value, regular, and peak days. The changes means prices will vary on a daily basis, determined by how crowded the park may be.
$109 to $129. Single day tickets, that's what they'll range from, decreasing based on the number of days purchased. Currently, ticket prices range from $102 to $129 per day. And here's more great news. Ticket prices will be standard across the resort's four theme parks, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. Currently, prices are higher for Magic Kingdom. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. 646 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues on Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves were shut out by the New York Mets 3-0. Before the game, Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson was diagnosed with a partially torn ligament in his left hand. Swanson will undergo daily treatment for the remainder of the regular season. He'll be reevaluated next week prior to the National League Division Series that begins on October the 4th. A walk-off RBI single from Albert Almora gave the Chicago Cubs a 7-6 win over Pittsburgh in 10 innings. That win clinches a playoff spot for the Cubs for the fourth season in a row. The Milwaukee Brewers also clinched a playoff spot in the National League with a 2-1 win over St. Louis. It'll be the Brewers' first postseason appearance since 2011. But those two teams, the Cubs and Brewers, are still in a close race for the NL Central Division crown. The Cubs lead Milwaukee by a half game with 4 days left in the season. Colorado shut out Philadelphia 14-0. German Marquez tied a major league record by striking out the first 8 batters that he faced.
0-2. Swung on and missed. That just tied the major league record since 1900. 8 in a row.
Marquez also set the Rockies franchise record with 215 strikeouts in one season. The Rockies passed the LA Dodgers for the division lead in the National League West. With the Dodgers 7-2 loss to Arizona, the Rockies now lead by a half game. In college football news, Clemson Tigers senior quarterback Kelly Bryant told the Greenville News that he will transfer from Clemson after losing the starting quarterback job. On Monday, true freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence was named Clemson's starting quarterback. Bryant told the paper that the demotion was a slap in the face. In Bryant's 18 starts, he has a 16-2 record and led Clemson to the college football playoff last year. Bryant started the first 4 games this season, but within the NCAA's new redshirt rule, he'll keep his year of eligibility by transferring to another team. In NFL news, Tennessee Titans wide receiver Rishard Matthews told A to Z Sports on Thursday that he has asked the team for his release, and they've come to an agreement that will end Matthews' time with the Titans. Matthews texted A to Z Sports that he was not happy with the amount of playing time that he's received in the first 3 games of the season. In August, Matthews acted as his own agent and signed a 1-year, $7.75 million contract extension with the Titans. He then missed all of training camp due to a knee injury. Matthews has 3 receptions on 6 targets for only 11 yards this year. 6:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And by the way, coming up, a new piece of information out this morning to further muddy the waters here, even before testimony from Christine Blasey Ford. Committee has said now two men have come forward to the Senate Judiciary Committee claiming that they were the ones who actually assaulted Dr. Ford.
Wow.
We'll give you more on that when we come back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to our Thursday morning as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic, no delays. You'll see heavier traffic near Malvis and also towards Loxley, but accident-free conditions continue through Mobile. If you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Saraland, a quiet ride in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door price to get 30 minutes or less with no-cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
652 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, I'll give you more on that story headline this morning from the New York Post. Two men tell Senate that they, not Kavanaugh, assaulted Ford. Details coming up right now. Headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Good news if you work for the state of Alabama or perhaps you're retired from your state job. Well, the Alabama State Employees Health Insurance Plan will not see any increase in premiums or changes in benefits in the coming year, and the cost of taxpayers is also expected to remain level. On Wednesday, the State Employees Insurance Board approved a recommendation to keep all the same as it has been for the last 2 years, thanks to a presentation by Chief Executive Officer William Ashmore, who showed a healthy financial outlook, including a decline in total expenses since 2010. The board's request to the legislature for 2020 will be $930 per employee per month, the same as it has been the last 2 years. That totals about $352 million this year. The members will contribute about $95 million. Ashmore says that there are several main reasons for the reduced spending, which include a decline in the number of active employees enrolled, although more retirees are enrolled as well. Ashmore says a wellness program started about 10 years ago has also been the biggest factor in keeping costs down. Quote, as they reduce the risk, you have a much healthier population to insure. The base monthly premium for an active employee is $115 a month. Members can get a $25 discount for participation in the wellness program and a $60 discount if they do not use tobacco. The base premium for a family coverage, including a spouse, is $440 a month before discounts. Speaking of money, BBVA, the parent company of BBVA Compass, will have a new chairman. CEO Carlos Torres Villa has been picked to succeed Francisco Gonzalez as executive chairman of the company, effective December 31st. Gonzalez has been executive chairman of BBVA since 2000. Villa joined the company in 2008 as head of strategy and corporate development, becoming head of digital banking in March of 2014. Digital sales now account for almost 40% of total units sold in the BBVA group, while digital customers, those numbers come in as to more than 25 million. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
654 FM Talk 106.5. Story from Joe Tacopino over at the New York Post. Two men tell the Senate that they, not Kavanaugh, assaulted Ford. I mean, the same way we talk about the allegations that are now coming out, the second and third woman, all this stuff comes out like after he had his first testimony, right here at the end of... maybe it's just motivation out there that people didn't want to do it before, but it's, you know, this would be great information if we had it, I don't know, months ago when the president nominated or Judge Kavanaugh.
You know, years ago, before he became a judge with an important position.
Yep.
And, of course, these two wouldn't have come out without an allegation from someone else, but still, all of this happening the week that they're supposed to vote on the confirmation.
I'm saying I think there's equal, you know, maybe not equal, because I think it's way more on the Democrat side, but there's a bunch of people that you want to ask, y'all not get around to, I mean, you know, Why not just two weeks ago? But here's the story. It says two men have come forward to members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to claim that they were the ones who actually assaulted Christine Blasey Ford during a House party in 1982 and not Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Republicans on the committee released a timeline of events late yesterday, which included details about their interaction with the two men who admitted the attacks. On Monday, the timeline recounts GOP staff members interviewing, quote, a man who believes he, not Judge Kavanaugh, had an encounter with Dr. Ford in 1982. End quote. The encounter refers to an episode in which Ford claims Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in the bedroom of a Maryland house party. They had a follow-up interview with that man, and he provided more detail about the assault. Then yesterday, the committee staff said they spoke with a second man who said that he assaulted Ford in 1982. Now, the committee did not release any more details about the men or why both were coming forward with claims. We'll see if that comes up in the discussion today. Now, once again, this could be, got to be fair about this, could be just as unfounded, you know, as some people think the charges against Kavanaugh are from the other side. I don't know. But I do ask of all parties here, 2 weeks ago, you know, before the country was thrown into this, that you couldn't, you know, you couldn't have come forward.
And what happens today in this hearing that begins at 9 a.m. this morning with this new information? I wonder if that becomes part of the questioning from the woman who's going to question both Kavanaugh and Ford, or if this could possibly lead to like some sort of delay.
Right. But if you're the Republicans, you wouldn't let it be part of a delay. Right. I mean, that's what you're trying to avoid.
You can't delay any longer.
Is moving this. I mean, the Supreme Court actually is seated next week. They get back to work next week. They're short of justice. And so there's the mechanism of the top of the judicial branch in our country being hamstrung by being short. They could still sit down, they could still hear cases, but you don't have a full court. Same time, politically, for Republicans, they got to get this done before the midterms.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in a big, big way. So we'll see what happens today. We'll give you the audio. If you don't catch it when it goes live, we will replay that audio during the midday show today. 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings coming next. News 5 coming next. Yeah.